You may have noticed a strange phenomena over the past week. People staring down at their phones, not to read text messages, but to catch Pokemon. The game, invented in the 1990s, is seeing a resurgence around the country through the Pokemon Go app. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia went on the hunt for would-be Pokemon masters.
Just outside the WFAE studios, there's a large man-made boardwalk encompassed by shops and restaurants. I noticed a new piece of scenery during a midday walk. People with their heads tucked down, looking at their phones, periodically raising their gaze and phones to take what I first assumed were pictures. Naturally, I had to talk to them when I found out that those people weren't taking pictures of the fountains or geese, but rather capturing Pokemon through the Pokemon Go app.
Exiting the WFAE studios. Gonna see if we can catch some people catching Pokemon.
It did not take long.
Hey guys, are you guys playing the Pokemon thing? I saw you run. My name
That's
is Sarah,
22-year-old Hong Phillips, who looked very excited.
I caught a caterpillar like 2 minutes ago.
That's a type of Pokemon, if you're not familiar with the card game turned TV show and now app for your Android or iPhone. Phillips says she played with Pokemon cards when she was a kid, but it's the active nature of the app that's inspired her to play today.
I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just using it as like a form of exercise because you actually have to walk around. So why not catch Pokemon?
Basically, how this works is you download the app, which is free. You can log in with a Google account, and you do have to give your Gmail password. Through the GPS function in your phone, you get a ping alerting you to the location of Pokemon or places called Pokestops, where you are awarded with points and supplies for the game. There are also what are called Pokegyms, virtual areas where players can pit their Pokemon against one another. Phillips is definitely not the only one out here playing. She points to a children's jungle gym, which also happens to be one of those Pokegyms.
I guess that guy over there by the playground, do you see his top of the head?
Yeah.
That's our coworker. She said he's over there trying to catch one right
okay,
now.
Okay, cool. Thank you. So that's where we'll head. We'll cross the bridge. So people are trying to catch things over here. I thought you just pointed your phone. But I guess there's some artistry to this.
When I reach 17-year-old Tommy Lee, he has just lost a battle with another Pokemon, but he doesn't seem too bothered by it. Lee played the card game as a kid, and to have the interaction with the app is special for him. He says it's like being a Pokemon master in real life, and he's enjoying the social interaction the game brings.
It's like strangers are much, like, I say, like, nicer, and they approach him, like, Pokemon Go, and I'm like, yeah, you know it, catch them all.
Lee, along with everyone I spoke to on the boardwalk today, was not worried about personal activity being tracked by Google or other outside parties.
Nah, not at all. Pokemon is life, so, you know, you gotta take the risk for whatever it happens, you know. It's just a fun game, really. I don't think you have to overthink it that much.
About 15 feet away, 28-year-old Michael Noth is also playing, pointing his phone at a large fountain, another Pokestop.
You spin it, and it'll give you stuff. So, like, I got a super potion, 2 Pokeballs, so I could catch more stuff.
Nice.
And right across the thing, if we're looking this way.
Yeah.
That's right over there.
Okay, pointing at a fountain.
He agrees with Lee. There are already apps out there like Facebook that could share your data. What's another one? Plus, this one is just cool. For Noth, it's about the exercise, the nostalgia of the game, and about building a community.
It's bringing like strangers together, which is scary, but it's cool at the same time. It's nice to see something that kind of brings everybody back together, and especially with Pokemon because it has such a huge following.
There's a chance to build on that community this Saturday at Romere Bearden Park. Over 1,000 people have RSVP'd yes through Facebook to the Pokemon meetup that will encourage friendship and bonding over the game that gave a generation its catchphrase. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.